This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
You know, one of the major free agent signings, obviously, was the fact that Michael Pittman was going to be franchised. You know, signs a longish term deal now with the Colts. I say longish because I was a little bit surprised by the shortness of the contract, to be honest with you. 3 years. $70 million, that's maybe up to $71.5 million, depending on who you talk to here. $46 million of that is going to be guaranteed. I got to be honest with you, I'm a little bit surprised that number came in that small. And there's two ways to kind of look at it. Like, okay, well, after 2 years, he can renegotiate again and cash in again. But again, it's just not what you would expect from a true, you know, top 20, top 15 wide receiver in this market. I don't know. I was just a little bit surprised. I think the Colts got a really good team-friendly deal here with Michael Pittman.
Yeah, I mean, $23 million per year kind of puts him in the Terry McLaurin, the Debo Samuel, you know, under DK Metcalf. Like, I don't think he was going to go into that range of, you know, certainly like what Cooper Kupp or A.J. Brown or Steph Diggs is playing on right now. So I think this makes sense for Pittman. I think the 3 years does allow him to get back into free agency. It sort of clearly, I think, puts him in that window of where Anthony Richardson's going to be on his rookie contract. Like, then yeah, you can pay Michael Pittman. Also, they're paying Jonathan Taylor. Like, you're paying your two best offensive players here while Anthony Richardson is developing on this rookie contract. But I think Pittman is a really fascinating player in terms of like where he ranks in the general NFL pantheon of receivers, because I've been saying he's like
that's
the most
underrated
receiver in the NFL for the last like couple years, and I like a true one. In my opinion, I do think Michael Pittman is a true one. I think he's a guy that you can funnel your offense through and be a successful offense. He has been obviously really limited by quarterback play. And you like
Jesus.
I mean, but yeah, he's actually been like, we talked about the carnival ride that Drake London has been on, and how that, you know, puts him on that Terry McLaurin, DJ Moore, Allen Robinson sort of like train wreck of quarterback, you know, carousel.
Yeah.
But man, Pittman has been on it too, and it's been, like,
so bad.
I think you could argue that Pittman's has been maybe the weirdest of the bunch, although Carson Wentz also overlaps with at least one of the other players here, which is funny. Nick Foles actually overlaps with Allen Robinson too. So actually, now that I think about it, there's a lot of connective tissue here between some of these guys that have played. Teddy Bridgewater is involved. No, you know, Teddy Bridgewater didn't play with the Colts. But it's a funny little group there that Pittman has played with.
Yeah, because again, it's like if you think about the Colts, like the recent, you know, Colts quarterbacks, they have just gone with these like aging veterans that whose arms were dead. You know, yeah. Matt Ryan's arm was dead. Phillip Rivers' arm was dead. So I don't know. My biggest thing, Matt, when we're talking about Michael Pittman, is people don't. I agree with you. I think he's super underrated. And in my mind, I'm like, this is a guy that you can absolutely build your offense around. And the reason I say that is he wins so well in the intermediate area of the field. But according to your tracking here, right? Like only 18.3 of his entire target share was on the corner nine or post route. So we're talking when, you know, we're talking balls that, you know, go over the top, right? And giving him a chance to win deep doesn't have that much of a chance, right? 18.3 combined percent of his targets on these deeper shots. And to me, it's like, again, let's just think about the quarterbacks that he's had to play with. I mean, even Anthony Richardson, in the few games that he played with Richardson. Richardson, again, we were hopeful, but I think early on in his development, not really looking to go deep, right? So, again, just so much of it is concentrated in the intermediate and short areas of the field for Pittman.
You know what? I actually, now that I think about it, the player that his reception perception profile reminds me the most of is Michael Thomas during his kind of like best years with the New Orleans Saints. And he was another guy that, you know, people kind of said, obviously he was slant boy. He was just a possession receiver. He wasn't
right.
You know, but Thomas, I think at times was a clear top 10, you know, maybe fringe top five receiver in the NFL. He obviously broke the damn receptions record there with the New Orleans Saints. But yeah, I mean, cause now I think Pittman's maybe like the Bud Light version of Michael Thomas, but he's in sort of that ballpark from like a usage perspective. Because you're right, man. Like Pittman, you look at his route tree from this past year, 12.8% of his routes were digs, 20% of his routes were curls, 28.6% of his routes were slants. I mean, that is
amazing.
That is pretty wild for a whopping 61.4% of his sampled routes in reception perception to be a slant, a curl, and a dig. Now,
all in breaking routes, by the way.
Yeah, all in breaking short to intermediate routes. Now, that being said, those are like base NFL routes where you want your receiver to be really good there because they're going to pile up production. They're going to help you move the chains. And I do think a lot of that is quarterback play. You know, the role wasn't different with Anthony Richardson and Gardner Minshew, really. Anthony Richardson was very brief section of the season, but he was running a lot of those same routes with Anthony Richardson, I think, because number one, that's like where Michael Pittman is good. He's good on those routes, and you want him to be like you want your receiver to be quarterback friendly. And I think Michael Pittman is an extremely quarterback friendly receiver because he's gonna be open. He's gonna be where he's supposed to be. And that's another thing too. Like Pittman's great on those routes. I think he's good across the route tree too. Like he could be used on those corners and post routes. He could be used on out routes. Like his route success rate on those patterns is very good. And overall, he's been so consistent the last 3 years, James. Despite all this turnover, his success rate versus man coverage numbers have gone 74.3%, 74.2%, and 74.8%. I mean, that is like metronomic consistency, and he's been over 80% success rate versus zone and over 80% success rate versus press in three straight seasons. So, like, I think Michael Pittman is clearly good. I think he could probably be more utilized downfield, but you're right, man. Yep. Like, what are we talking about? Like, oh, he should be more productive downfield when Matt Ryan's his quarterback in 2022. Oh, he should be more productive downfield when Gardner Minshew. Like,
nope,
you could tell whether anybody knows what they're talking about if they tell you, like, oh, no, Gardner Minshew was pretty good for the Colts. No, Gardner Minshew was, like, acceptable backup level for the Colts, and that's it. Like, there was no, like, oh, man, yeah, he's really unlocking this offense. Like, he ran that RPO stuff pretty well, but, like, he was trying to give games away at times. Like,
oh, my God,
Gardner Minshew is certainly not pushing the ball downfield. So I'm interested to see if Michael Pittman's route tree develops with Anthony Richardson over the course of a full season. But, I mean, yeah, you look back at Michael Thomas, who – shout out to Michael Thomas, who was just recently released by the Saints. I mean, from a reception perception standpoint, people forget how good – Michael Thomas was at his peak. He actually still owns the second highest success rate versus man coverage score I've ever charted, 82.2%. And you know what he was running in that season? A lot of slants, a lot of curls, and a lot of digs, both in 18 and 19 when he won the receptions record. I always kind of wished that we had seen Michael Thomas with, you know, because he just kind of came in there and started hitting his prime when Drew Brees' arm was declining. And again, I think a lot of this is like, that's the offense that we're running. Thomas obviously started picking up injuries after that and never got to see him with another quarterback. But I don't know. I'm curious with Pittman if he can do like more downfield stuff because Otherwise, like, yeah, I think the Colts got great value here for him. I think it's a good deal for him. I think it's a good deal for the Colts. And, like, I have no notes. I think this is the exact type of contract you want to sign a guy like Michael Pittman to.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Philip Rivers, his rookie season. He had Carson Wentz in year number two. By the way, it should also be noted, he's seen a different quarterback, starting quarterback, every single year. I mean, say whatever you want about, okay, he's winning the routes, he's doing the thing. Okay, that's great. There is something to be said about quarterback wide receiver chemistry, though. Mm-hmm. And he has not had an opportunity to do that. Despite, I mean, listen, even if these guys are dead arm guys, right, which they 100% were, they were just complete. Yeah. And Carson Wentz was just a mental wreck at that point when he got to the Colts. He's just had to deal with a complete carousel, brand new quarterback each and every year, man. That's crazy. It's tough to be successful doing that. And by the way, Michael Pittman still has been pretty successful, though. You know, mm-hmm. So and you talk about winning down the field, Matt. The guy, I mean, when you're charting the guy, 77.8% success rate on the post route, nearly a 77% success rate on the corner route. I mean, again, this isn't exceptional numbers or anything like that, but certainly good enough to win. And win consistently when we're talking about those type of routes. So, and again, 50% success rate on the 9 route, Matt, which is, you know, again, a little bit below league average. But I think, again, if you gave him more opportunities downfield, I do wonder if he would be a little bit more successful on those routes if he knew he was going to get the ball on a go route, which throughout his career, not necessarily really getting those opportunities. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with Pittman is we probably need to see more explosive plays, which, like, yeah, some of that, like I said, it's hard to have explosive plays when you have those quarterbacks that we're talking
right.
about. He's not really the weird thing about him is that he's not really a yak guy. Like, we're talking about all in breaking routes. I mean, in this past year, especially, he was tackled on first, or he was brought down on first contact on 84% of the in space attempts I had him charted. That's obviously really not great. Yeah, it's also kind of an outlier low number in his career. There are seasons where he was better than that previously. So that's something maybe he can work on, get more explosive in that yak game, being more of a tackle breaking type. But I do think that teams have known that they can squat on this Colts offense because of who the quarterback is.
Yeah.
So I think I think we don't know the full story of Michael Pittman 100%. As a player. I think that's kind of where I come down. And again, like, I'm going to bet on a separator like Michael Pittman basically every time. You know, I mean, 74% success rate versus man, like I mentioned, that's a great number. Being as good as he is against press coverage, zone coverage. I mean, all these routes where we're talking about, oh, he's only used on these routes, whatever. He's great on those routes. Like, why wouldn't you want to use him there? So, like, I agree that we do need to see more explosive plays out of Michael Pittman. I think those can be brought on by offense. I think those can be brought on by a quarterback who's going to push it on those out routes and stuff like that. I think the story is kind of yet to be told in terms of Michael Pittman's ceiling, but, like, no doubt a good player, no doubt, in my opinion, like a number one receiver. He's probably on kind of that low end maybe of the number one receivers, but shoot, I mean, teams would have fallen all over themselves to get Michael Pittman, and the Colts, I think, did right to get it, like, get this deal done with a guy that is good in the locker room, works hard, and is a homegrown player.
Yeah, last year, 156 targets, 109 receptions. 109 receptions for Michael Pittman. Obviously, did not explode in terms of yards or touchdowns, just 1152 through the air and 4 total touchdowns, despite seeing all of those targets. Again, first of all, come on, guys. You know me. I love Gardner Minshew, but he is an absolute – what he is an exciting backup. You know, because he's got the stash, he's got the backstory, all that. Man, he's a super exciting backup quarterback, but no doubt he is a backup quarterback. And Michael Pittman, I think, still, you know, did admirably well. 1152 was a career high for him. 109 receptions, obviously, a career high for him as well. Man, don't be surprised, dude, as he goes into his age 27 season in 2024. Do not be surprised if Michael Pittman has an absolutely stellar banner year. And when we circle back here a year from today, you know, he is entering that conversation of, oh my God, is Michael Pittman a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL? Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised if that conversation happens, because I think he has a talent level and all the things you're looking for in an absolute true stud, number one. And I would not be surprised at all if Michael Pittman makes that leap next year in 2024.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.